when you're paddling, you really want to have a good etiquette with other people. You want to keep them informed.
For 2 hours on Wednesday evenings, a handful of volunteers and veterans show up at the swimming pool at the Wellness Center on Shepherd University's campus. They meet here during the fall semester, and come spring they meet on the Potomac River. On one Wednesday evening, they arrive to the pool, water ready with swimwear and towels, snacks and bottled water, but they also bring something else, kayaks.
Get both my feet here, put my butt down. Just scoot into the boat.
This is the Shepherd University chapter of Team River Runner, and it's currently finishing up its second year. Team River Runner is a nonprofit organization that serves wounded veterans through therapeutic kayaking. There are around 40 chapters across the country, but only 4 of them are hosted by universities. Shepherd is the only chapter in West Virginia.
The main thing for me is this, the attractiveness of the kayaking combined with the people here at Team River Runner Shepherd.
Chris Price is an Air Force veteran who served from 2000 to 2012. He got involved with Team River Runner to get help with his PTSD and substance abuse.
For me to get out into the community, not isolate, to engage with and communicate with fellow veterans in a fun atmosphere, it's really positively affected my recovery. And so for me, it was huge.
Price enjoyed the session so much as a participant that he decided to come back as a volunteer, helping other wounded veterans gain back a sense of stability.
They're just really a great bunch. They're inspirational. I like to incorporate them into my life as mentors. Some of them are really into the kayaking, like whitewater-wise, and they can roll and do tricks and all this cool stuff that's appealing in one aspect, but the other is that they're just good people that I, you know, want to surround myself with.
Tracy Seifers is the Shepherd Chapter's coordinator and the registrar of the university. She says the work she does with Team River Runner is the best she's ever done.
We never quite know from 1 week to the next who's going to be coming in through that door. But there's something wonderful that happens in the water that just meets the veterans where they are. And our volunteer community is so wonderful and patient to listen to the veterans and observe carefully and meet that need, whatever it is.
Each session is instructed by a certified kayaker, and all participants and volunteers must go through a training period in the pool before they can go out on the river. The equipment and training space the chapter uses is gifted through the university and from the community. It's also free for a veteran to participate.
Our main goal is butts in boats. If you show up and you're a veteran, we'll have a boat for you. And so that's our promise always to the veterans.
Transitioning from military to civilian life can be a big challenge for some veterans, and Seifers says Team River Runner helps with that transition.
We're also reconnecting them in a really important way to the social fabric, to a new community maybe that will surround them and support them. We're reconnecting them to themselves physically. If there are physical issues that they're recovering from, this gives them a chance to be confident in something new, where that confidence might have been taken away from them because of what they've experienced.
Despite the criticism some veterans programs have been receiving across the country, members of Team River Runner at Shepherd say the program is making a difference. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.